We've left Berriochoa Street behind, and we're now entering San Juan Street. On your right, you have Goiko Orota. Goiko means upper, and Orota means mill in Basque. The period in which this house was a mill was one of the most prosperous for Elorrio. There were numerous families who had become rich with the trade in the Indies, as America was called then, and they began to build palaces. The building work and other urban construction created an economic and commercial movement in the town. A large number of workers were required: building labourers, stonemasons, carpenters, plasterers, ironworkers, to name but a few, who came from all the surrounding areas, as well as places further away, and settled in our town. This increase in the population, in turn, gave rise to the establishment of tilers, washerwomen, and artisans to feed its needs, as well as new municipals and dwellings. Surrounding farms also found a new market to fill, and the farmers' quality of life improved. This mill ground the cereal from the valley, although it was not the only one in the town. Bread was a staple diet, and the only way of getting flour from the wheat or maize was to come here and grind it. It was work that had to be paid for with a tenth part of the value of the wheat ground, in other words, a tithe. The mill also fulfilled another function. At times you had to wait your turn for your cereal to be ground, maybe all night. And this gave rise to social meetings, in which men and women met, under the watchful eye of the priest and moralists. More than one marriage came about in this place as a result. As we have been here long enough, let's go on to the next cross.